This is Sydney Barrows, and one more time, thank you for choosing to work with me on Getting Unstuck. This is the third MP3 in Module 1, The Fear of Failure Boogeyman. There are three MP3s for the fear of failure because it's a very complex subject. Far and away the number one reason, and frequently the only reason, that we stay stuck in our lives is because of fear. And the biggest fear that keeps us stuck is the fear of failure. Now, the reason we fear failure so much is because it triggers just so many painful thoughts and feelings and memories and just all kinds of just really ugly stuff that we'd really rather not be reminded of. Over 200 of these ugly things are in this program, and we're going to be clearing them. Let's see. Before we start, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I would just really like to make sure that you've listened to the bonus recording setting the stage, and if you haven't, you're definitely sabotaging yourself, and that's something you really ought to look into, so please do stop and do that right now if you haven't done it yet. There will be some clearings, as you probably already know from listening to the first two MP3s, and there may possibly even be many of them that you're going to hear that you just don't think apply to you. You think, that just cannot possibly be me, that just doesn't, you know. Anyway, please resist making that assumption, because I have to tell you something, there's a whole heck of a lot that's in your subconscious mind than you think. I mean, if you think something doesn't apply to you, that's okay, nothing will happen. If it does apply to you, there will be an energy shift if you give your permission. Now, remember in the bonus audio, I explained how a higher power is the one who really does the work and I merely facilitate it on your behalf? Well, this higher power, whatever name you may use for it, will not do an energy shift without your express permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask you for permission. You can say yes very softly, as long as it's out loud, and do it with a smile on your face and in your heart. And as you're doing that, tell yourself in your mind that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way from whatever it is that you just gave permission for. These clearings can sound very repetitive, and you might not be able to tell there's any difference between a lot of them. I promise you there are, and they may be slight, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I wasn't really thorough. And you'll also remember from the bonus audio that I'll be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, and it's particularly important that you are not driving, using a knife or any other sharp object, or doing anything else that requires your close attention. Are you ready to get started now? Okay. Find a quiet, comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, preferably a place where there are no electronic devices, no magazines, nothing in there to distract you. If you're really serious about getting the most out of this session, you'll receive the maximum degree of positive results when you simply just sit there and be, which isn't easy these days. People are used to sitting around and doing nothing. But that's what will get you the best results. Okay, let's begin. So now relax and sink into whatever chair or sofa or wherever it is that you're sitting, and quiet your mind and pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils and follow it as it travels into your lungs and down into your belly. Breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Relax even more and go down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you, as you continue to breathe in and out. Now please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes. Remember, you don't have to say it loudly, and it really is a good idea to have a positive feeling as you say it, maybe even a smile on your face and in your heart. Please give me a few moments to complete this. Now we're going to remove negative and disempowering programs, which are made up of all different kinds of negative and disempowering thoughts and feelings, ideas, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, judgments, projections, conclusions, and anything else related to this that's, you know, unique to you and that you have about fears of failure and fears of failing. I ask the Creator to remove the following programs. I fear feeling ashamed if I fail. I fear feeling ashamed when I fail. I fear feeling ashamed by failure. I fear feeling the shame of failure. I fear feeling the shame. I fear the shame of failing. I fear the shame of failure. Failing is a punishment. Failure is a punishment. I know failing is a punishment. I know failure is a punishment. I fear failing is a punishment. I fear failure is a punishment. I am being punished for failing. I am being punished with failure. I know I'm being punished for failing. I know I'm being punished with failure. I fear that I'm being punished for failing. I fear that I'm being punished with failure. I know that failing is my punishment. I know that failure is my punishment. I fear that failing is my punishment. I feel that failure is my punishment. I deserve to fail. I deserve failure. I know I deserve to fail. I know I deserve failure. I fear that I deserve to fail. I fear that I deserve failure. I am destined to fail. I am destined for failure. I know I'm destined to fail. And I know I'm destined for failure. I fear I'm destined to fail. I fear I'm destined for failure. I fear what will or might happen if I fail. I fear what will or might happen when I fail. I fear what I believe will or might happen if I fail. I fear what I believe will or might happen when I fail. I fear what I've decided what will or might happen if I fail. I fear what I've decided what will or might happen when I fail. I fear what I know will or might happen if I fail. I fear I know what will or might happen when I fail. I fear what I will or might lose if I fail. I fear what I will or might lose when I fail. I fear what I believe I will or might lose if I fail. I fear what I will or might lose when I fail. I fear what I've decided I will or might lose if I fail. I fear what I've decided I will or might lose when I fail. I fear what I know I will or might lose if I fail. I fear what I know I will or might lose when I fail. I fear that no matter how hard I try, I will fail. I fear that no matter how hard I try, I'm going to fail. I fear that no matter how hard I work, I will fail. I feel that no matter how hard I work, I'm going to fail. I fear that no matter how much time I spend working on something, I will fail. I fear that no matter how much time I spend working on something, I'm going to fail. I fear that no matter how hard I try, it will fail. I fear that no matter how hard I try, it will be a failure. I fear that no matter how hard I try, it's going to fail. I fear that no matter how hard I try, it's going to be a failure. I fear that no matter how hard I work, it will fail. I fear that no matter how hard I work, it will be a failure. I fear that no matter how hard I work, it's going to fail. I fear that no matter how hard I work, it's going to be a failure. I fear that no matter how much time I spend working on something, it will fail. I fear that no matter how much time I spend working on something, it will be a failure. I fear that no matter how much time I spend working on something, it's going to fail. I fear that no matter how much time I spend working on something, it's going to be a failure. No matter what I do, I will fail. No matter what I do, I'm going to fail. No matter what I do, it's going to fail. No matter what I do, it's going to be a failure. No matter what I do, it won't work. I know no matter what I do, I will fail. I know no matter what I do, I'm going to fail. I know that no matter what I do, it's going to fail. I know that no matter what I do, it's going to be a failure. I know that no matter what I do, it won't work. And anything else related to this that's specific to you, known and unknown, to be included here, and for it all to be released, healed, dissolved, deactivated, and cleared from anywhere and everywhere in all lifetimes and on all levels, all timelines, past, present, and future, all dimensions, all dominions, all realms, and all realities, as well as from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and please give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything that we just deactivated and cleared with the exact opposite positive energies and any other empowering energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time, and for all of it to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'd like to download the energy of intention, that any energy shifts you've done today that have prevented energy work you've previously experienced from being processed and activated, for it now to be processed and activated in the highest and best way in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Please say yes to allow me to do this, and give me a little longer to complete it because it's involved. Now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically update and align all of your energy fields and energy bodies, to synchronize them with your etheric body, and to bring all of them into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me several moments to complete it. This is the one that's the long one. My mistake. This is the one that's the long one. Oh, we're finished now. However, please do stay still for a couple of minutes longer, just to give your body a chance to, you know, process the energies. I do hope you have some water within reach, because if you do, please drink some of it. Water does help your body wash out the old energies, which is why you always hear us telling you to drink lots of water. Some of you may have felt the energy moving out and or in. Some of you may feel lighter after a release. You may feel lighter in some way. Others will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. It doesn't mean nothing happened. It just means that you didn't feel it, and that's okay. You may notice that something's different right away, but more commonly it does take a sleep cycle, maybe even two or three, before the energy shifts are fully integrated. And I really do understand that you'd probably like to go through as many of the modules and the MP3s as soon as possible, but I have to ask that you don't do this. Please take a break to, I would say, at least 48 hours between MP3s to give your body a chance to process and integrate what you've already done, because your body needs time to reconfigure your neuron pathways in other areas, and it needs to adjust the absence of the old energies and the presence of the new ones. If you want to get unstuck as quickly as possible, this just is not a rush job. I'm really sorry. I hate to disappoint you. I mean, of course, you can do whatever you want, but as I said, I really do recommend every 48 hours. And I've been there and done that too. I wanted to get it all done and all over with ASAP. So I know exactly how you feel. However, please do be good to yourself and kind to your body, and give it time to get acclimated to the energy shifts that you've just made. Now, it's possible that a few of you might have a bit of a reaction after receiving deep core energy clearings like this one. And these reactions can take different forms. They could be physical, psychological, emotional. And if this happens to you, there's no reason to be concerned. The best way is, the best thing to do really is to welcome them, thank them for whatever's going on and for being proof that energy is moving. Because you know what they say, what you resist persists. So I've heard from clients, and this also happened to me, that when you acknowledge them and you thank them, they either go away immediately, whatever is that's going on, or it dissipates far more quickly than it probably would have otherwise. So it's not always easy to remember that right at the very beginning, but eventually you'll get it. And you'd be surprised to find out that actually really works. Now, just having said that, most people don't have any reactions at all unless they've overloaded their system. So don't expect something. Just don't be surprised if something does briefly show up. Again, be sure to drink plenty of water. Allow your body to get as much sleep as it needs, because both water and sleep allow you to process the energy shifts you just experienced much more quickly and easily. So now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically after washing away any energies that you may have picked up from me while we've been together, and please give me a moment to do this. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope you enjoy these new energies and being free of the old ones. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a great rest of the day.